Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready.
I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
The Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Florida inspires and enables young people, especially those from disadvantaged circumstances, to realize their full potential. And they are continuing to do that during this pandemic through their cyber clubhouse. And joining us by phone to tell us about it is Gary Kane. Gary is the CEO of Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Florida. Gary, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you, Michael.
So tell us a little bit about Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Florida.
Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Florida serves approximately 15,000 children a year from 33 locations and focus a lot on children who are in some distressed communities, focusing on helping children of the working poor and kids who need a safe place, need people they can look up to and get assistance with academics. So we focus on academics, focus on providing arts, and focus on healthy lifestyles. And ultimately, we want our club members to have a life plan when they graduate high school as to where they're going next.
Well, how have you had to change your programs and your way of doing things during this pandemic?
We officially shut down on March 17th, and we had to pivot pretty quickly. So one, we had a lot of families who had real needs. So we began with breakfast packs and lunch snacks, grab and goes. We were helping about 315 families with weekend groceries. We're doing some other direct service outreaches, which is not as traditional for us. And then the other pivot for us was having a cyber clubhouse experience. So we've got online content. If you go to our website, bgccf.org, but each day there's a different plan, and it will include links to education resources, arts resources. There's videos either by staff members or others that set it up and maybe lead to physical activities or healthy lifestyle activities. And, you know, that's good content. It's basically K to sixth grade, and it's content that's age group appropriate. All of it's very positive content. We're working now to pivot more supporting our schools. It's not an easy time to be a child, particularly if you're, you know, lacking resources of pivoting on how we can get better virtual learning content up, and we'll be moving in that direction and getting some content up in that space as well.
Now, the Boys and Girls Clubs does a lot of things with education. You help with career development, and you have a college access program too, right?
Yeah, we have a great college access program, and we do a lot in the education space, really working to help our club members stay on point with academics, helping them elevate their grades. And then we've also developed a pipeline of college access. We've got a great relationship with Rollins College locally. We have some very generous donors, and we have 12 students at Rollins right now that are Boys and Girls Club alums on donor-provided scholarships, and then we have club members who are going to schools across the country, and we've just built a pipeline of helping our starting about 9th or 10th grade, providing a college access coordinator who can help with thinking about where you're going to school, why you want to go there, what do you think you want to do, and then with those sorts of things too, like how do you write a good college essay, helping with the FAFSA form, which is a federal form. You know, it's fairly complex. I remember doing it with our own kids. And so just working navigate those waters, because almost always our club members are first-generation college students, so they don't really have any experience with this, nor do their families.
Now, another big part of Boys and Girls Clubs that goes along with that college access program is the development of character. That's huge with Boys and Girls Clubs. Talk about that.
Well, you know, character is the foundation of everything, and you build a lifetime to gain people's trust and confidence in you, but it can be destroyed so quickly. So you have to have this foundation of character, of doing the right thing, standing up for the things that you believe in, knowing right from wrong. And so it's something that we work hard to model for our club members each day. We have dialogues with our club members about it. Obviously, with children, you know, they're going to make mistakes and they're going to do things. Those are coachable, teachable moments. And so it's an ongoing building of helping understand the benefit of doing the right thing, right from wrong. You know, if you make a mistake, own up to it. You know, there's also about, you know, if you're going to do something, do it right. There's a lot of different lanes. And so we get to know our club members well, and we help them with a foundation that's really a good moral compass for them. No, we're not the only ones. The schools and churches all play a role in this, but it's important to have that foundation of who you are and being somebody that's viewed as honest and trustworthy.
Now, along with the academics and the character building, you also do a lot with sports and fitness. Tell us about that.
Well, we do, and you know, we have, you know, we do a lot to try to keep our club members physically moving. So we don't do a lot of competitive sports. We do have gymnasiums, and we have dance and aerobic studios in our clubs. But we're really trying to focus on keeping yourself active and moving, and then if you do have a special skill or talent, we'll certainly try to develop that. We have a wonderful partnership with Orlando Ballet, and they come in and actually bring their talent to work with our club members and our dance aerobic studios. That was pre-pandemic. But, you know, that sort of thing means the world. It exposes our children to a different form of art that they're not familiar with. And then when we take kids to the ballet, they understand what's going on. They appreciate it more. Missy Copeland was actually discovered at the Boys and Girls Club in San Pedro, and it was because of a connection with a dance instructor who saw some talent there, but she would never have known that. So we're not saying we're going to create the next Missy Copeland or the next star athlete, but we are focused on keeping children healthy and taking the talents that they have, both in the mental space, art space, physical space, and do the best that they can with them.
I saw something on your website called Club Blue. What is that?
Well, Club Blue is an interesting, it's really taking our alums and that younger demographics. So it's not all alums, but it's young professionals. So from the 22 to say 30 year age group, and engaging them in some way to give back and help support the Boys and Girls Clubs. So, you know, they'll go out and do some events for the organization. They'll introduce people to the Boys and Girls Clubs, and it's a way for them to come together around a purpose. You know, I believe in, you know, in life, you have to have this pipeline of people, right? We all start out young. And as you grow in terms of an organization, you have to have this pipeline of the future. And I think Club Blue is helping to identify a lot of the emerging leaders for the future.
Now, you mentioned events. You've recently had a postponed event called Celebrate the Children. Now it's rescheduled for October. Tell us about that.
Initially, we'd have about 1,000 people. Our club members would provide all of the emceeing and all the entertainment. Our Youth of the Year would be introduced, and it would be just a really fun-filled, mission-driven event. We're still planning to do it, as you said. It will be modified for the pandemic environment that we're in. At October 9th at the Rosen Shingle Creek Resort. We're very grateful Mr. Rose and the team treated us really well last year, and we're looking forward to bringing people together again. And, you know, it's all going to be different until we get beyond this, but we're modifying and making changes as appropriate.
Now, earlier you were talking about how Boys and Girls Clubs has to change how you're doing things because of the pandemic. What does the Boys and Girls Clubs have to offer over the summer?
So we are going to begin serving club members, most of our clubs, on June 1. We'll be following all the pandemic CDC guidelines. We'll do temperature checks, masks, and PPE for our staff. We will also ask participants' parents to provide the mask for them. We'll have deep cleaning and sanitization on an ongoing basis. So we're looking forward to welcoming kids back physically. Now, in the meantime, now we won't be able to service many children because we've had some revenue impairment. So that's one factor. Then we have to have 1-9 ratios with social distancing and the group sizes. So it'll be a different environment, but we're looking forward to welcoming kids back. We've also are doing a lot with our Cyber Clubhouse programs and pivoting to virtual learning and working to make sure that we're continuing to stay in touch with our club members, supporting them academically, making sure they have and know where the resources are with the use of technology. We've helped club members that needed devices get devices. I mean, we've helped families who needed everything from grab-and-go lunches and breakfasts every day to weekend groceries and week-long groceries. We've created baskets of basic and essential needs for the pandemic that help the whole family, sanitizer, masks, you know, sports equipment, kind of kits and things that keep the members active that are learning, engaged, food. So we're working on a lot of fronts. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're here to serve the community and serve our families. We also have been open for first responders, participants of first responders in Osceola County, and that's going well. So we're working on a lot of fronts. Obviously, we all are looking at getting through the pandemic safely and moving on to whenever the world gets to a more normal place.
You mentioned earlier about role models or modeling for the kids to have somebody to look up to. What about volunteers?
Volunteers are critical. We are so grateful for our volunteers. If people are interested in volunteering, we would love to get them engaged. There's many, many levels to be involved. Direct service, anything from working with one child to help them with their academics or to help them know about careers. So it's a great way to give back.
All right, so how can parents get their kids involved with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Florida?
Well, you can go on our website. It has contact information there. But you should call and get waitlisted. You can call our office number, 407-841-6855. You can also go to our webpage, B as in boy, G as in Gary. Well, Gary is not a good one, but BGCC as in two C's, two cats, F as in Florida.org, O-R-G. There you'll also find access for the Cyber Clubhouse materials and other content. So that's age appropriate for everyone from kindergartners to third graders, and then it pivots up all the way up to the middle school and high school years. So there's access to that. It's open access. So, you know, we're providing that outreach as well. More will be coming. We continue to adjust on the fly. And again, we're looking forward to getting fully open because we know that children need us. Our families who are working need us. So we're really looking forward to getting fully operational in the near future.
All right. That website is bgccf.org. What do you do, Gary? I don't want to say that, you know, Boys and Girls Clubs has been around a long time. How do you get the kids to come and be excited about it? Do they think it's corny or what do they think?
No, quite the opposite. Our kids are excited to come to their clubs. The clubs have technology centers. We've got digital art studios. We've got some of the traditional arts. We've got spaces for academics and some culinary programs. Really, the club is an infrastructure. It's the people who work there and the people that have the relationship with the children and the people who volunteer there. I really think that's what the kids come for, is something that gives them something to do, but also people that are committed to helping them be better.
And be better, you know, even though we're having this pandemic and all this lockdown stuff, you still have a way of doing that with the Cyber Clubhouse, still a way of contacting the kids and getting them involved. And also, you know, everything's up to date. I know it's been around a long time, but as Gary was saying, it's a place where your kids can grow in ways that they probably maybe not get it in school because, you know, school is you got these subjects you got to learn. But Boys and Girls Clubs is more like a life experience, right, Gary?
It is. It's real. I mean, you're developing social skills, how to get along with others. It's a great laboratory for human behavior in many ways. I look back at my growing up pretty much in poverty, that I gained the social skills that I have and the leadership skills that I have because of my club experience. Everything from the little things about how to shake hands, how to resolve conflicts, how to gain the confidence to give a speech, to getting out and providing service to others. I mean, all those little lessons, plus a club director who just meant the world to me. So almost in any life, there's a who. Right. And sometimes that's a parent, and that's the way it likely should be. But in many times, that who is going to be somebody else. It may be a teacher, it may be a Boys and Girls Club director, but we all need somebody who believes in us, encourages us, and helps us see something in ourselves we may not see.
So it's Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Florida. You can find out all the information at bgccf.org. That's bgccf.org. Well, Gary Kane, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you, Michael.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.